lot of drama in the Old Testament reading today. I mean, the first king of Israel dies in battle, along with his three sons, Jonathan being the best friend of David. And this is going to break David's heart as we go forward. He's even going to be heartbroken about Saul, because Saul is God's anointed, and David gets it. Whether he's going to be king or not, he gets that Saul is the king. David's been living in the land of the Philistines, and he's about to go to war, and he's going to go to war with Israel when he's sent away. And out of that faithfulness, the city that he was given, Ziklag, was raided and everything was taken. And all the men wept bitterly, and they were going to do away with David, and David had to consult the Lord and then go right back into battle to win what was already his, and then deal with the political drama of those who went into battle, those who stayed with the supplies, all that. So if you put yourself in David's shoes, it's been a very, very eventful time. Of course, David doesn't yet know that his friends, Jonathan, and his king, Saul, is dead. And we look at how he must have looked at this situation. This is a man that's just been living on the run all along. And he's in a position where he's got to be thinking, no matter what I do, no matter what I do, I face opposition on every side, no matter who I try to do right by. Justice is never served to me. It's always unjust. He shows back up in his town and his wives, his kids. Everyone's gone. The city's on fire. It's been plundered. He just can't catch a break, it seems. But this is the same David who is able to pen the psalm that we read today. His faithful love endures forever. Though I am surrounded by nations on every side, his faithful love endures forever. And we can take that story and apply it to our lives quite easily, because there have been seasons in each of our lives where to one degree or another we feel pressed in upon on every side, as if just nothing will work. Nothing is working right. In spite of that, we can absolutely say with pure conviction, though I am surrounded on every side, his faithful love endures forever. And it's so interesting, because we can sit where we are in life, or we can sit where David is in this story, and really not be able to see that his faithful love endures forever. We have the benefit of Scripture to read the next page, right? To go to the end of the story, David will very shortly be the king of Israel. So he will go from a fugitive on the run. And no matter what he does or where he goes, he faces opposition to becoming the king of the land. Don't dismiss that story as it applies to your life. No matter the circumstance, there is an end to the story. All seasons end. Nothing goes on forever. God works for the good, everything for those who love him. His faithful love endures forever.